Okay, I'll just yell. From the beginning of our committee, the faculty members of the committee and the students acted in concert. We were treated not as equals, but as compatriots. If you understand what I mean, we were not condescended to in that advisory committee. The faculty welcomed us, sought our ideas, as though we were one of them. In fact, we are one of them in this situation. We investigated a great number of names. Some of the suggestions came from you. A large number came from the faculty. We had researchers. We did real, genuine work in good faith that the board would consult with us, as they had promised to do so. The board did not meet for a long period of time. We sent repeated messages and letters to the board asking for a joint meeting. This was in November and December, to at least establish our position, our relationship. What was the formal relationship between us and the board committee? We still do not know, although it's becoming more and more clear. On February the 10th, in order to, as we thought, goad the board into action, we sent a letter to Mr. Lovett, who is in the hospital, poor man, and to Mr. Allen, who is his assistant, suggesting five names that we had considered carefully, who were not our final selection, but who were people we said the board should begin to investigate. This was to get them moving. On February 14th, which was, as you recall, Friday, the board met. They read our letter. Mr. Lovett told Mr. Brotson, what a lovely letter that was. Yes, sir. The board chose William Masterson as president in that meeting, irrevocably. Dr. Masterson had been down here, he had talked to Mr. Lovett, he had been approached, he had been promised the presidency, and he got it. Yesterday, Dr. Brotson, the chairman of our committee, who is probably the best man in the university, called an emergency meeting. Called an emergency meeting of our committee to, he didn't tell us why, it was clear he was unhappy. At 3:30 we met. Mr. Allen and Mr. Teague of the board were there. Mr. Allen gave us a song and dance about how we needed a fine man for the university. We need, and I quote, a strong hand on the tiller. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the tiller. He carried on that we needed a president who was in good standing with the Houston community because, after all, the Houston community gives us the most money of anybody else. All right? We didn't want any dirty outsiders, in other words. He carried on at some length about this fine man that they had found, who turned out to be William Masterson. He told us how well he got along with students, how well respected he was by the faculty. Okay. It was then our committee's turn. For those of you who don't know, the faculty is angry. Okay. Then it was our turn. We went around the table in our committee. There were two members of our committee who were pleased, more or less, at the Masterson appointment, at the man. They personally had nothing against him. When we had discussed Masterson earlier in a meeting, they had both been surprised that there was so much animosity toward him, had said, well, okay, let's forget him. Those two people and everyone else on the committee who were angry about Masterson in the first place were furious. We had not been consulted. We asked the board why they hadn't consulted us. Mr. Allen said because of the rush of events. What is this rush of events? Why did it have to be done so fast, we asked. He said, well, I really don't have a satisfactory answer for that. The professors on our committee, including Dean Topazio of, humanities, Dr. Salzberg, who was most eloquent, explained to Mr. Allen that there would be faculty resignations, not just, unrest, a little unhappiness. Mr. Topazio estimated that 12 full professors would resign immediately. Mr. Allen, Mr. Allen just tried to figure out what percentage of the faculty 12 full professors was. Okay, we carried on at some length about how we were unhappy with Mr. Masterson, and more specifically, and this was Dr. Brotson's main contention, that our first reaction was, well, you've used us. We're a front. But the fact of the matter is they didn't even use us. There was no pretense whatever that they actually had consulted us. Mr. Allen, at this point a little cowed and cursing Malcolm Lovett for being in the hospital and not there, said, well, I must admit, quote, we screwed up in this matter. Yes. We were at a meeting at 3:30 this afternoon, which was with the committee of 11 who chose us, the college presidents, assorted people who got in, that kind of thing, with Brotson and Allen. Allen at that point made a huge point of what a good president Masterson will be. We asked him about the procedure, explained to him that the feeling of community was, we feel, irrevocably broken. We are betrayed. Mr. Allen tried to convince us that this was only one incident, that it wasn't true, that we would no longer be a community. But this, after all, was not very important because we'd gotten a fine man as president. Okay. I talked to Dr. Salzberg afterwards. I'm telling you everything I know. If I shouldn't be, well, it's too bad. Okay. Salzberg said, and he seems to know, it's strange to have the big wheels on our side, isn't it? Very strange. He said the faculty is 90% against the appointment. This 90% falls into two camps. One, those who are against the appointment but do not want precipitate action unless that action will force Masterson to resign. Masterson has been on the phone with members of the faculty for the last day. He has said repeatedly he will not resign under any circumstances. Okay, so that's half. The other half of the faculty feels that the principle of the thing is so important, that we have been betrayed to such a great extent, that they're willing to act anyway. At this